I found a small, quiet room a bit farther away from everyone else in the program so I could record these short interviews. Somewhere in the distance, a few people are dancing and singing as they cook lunch for everyone. But in this little secluded room, we can only hear ourselves. I started recording on the 8th day of a 2-week immersive social-cultural program called Generation J. Some participants jumped eagerly in front of the microphone. With Yisroel, though, I had to do a bit of convincing. He'd never been recorded before. Yisroel sits in front of the microphone, flushed cheeks, thick dark hair, sparkling eyes, and star qualities he doesn't yet realize he has. Before being interviewed, no one knew what I was going to ask. They probably all thought I was going to interview them about the program. But instead, I simply asked each one of them, "When have you felt fully seen and heard? And when have you fully disappeared?" Interview number one.
My name is Yisroel Rosenberg. My friends call me Srully. From Brooklyn, New York, Williamsburg. I currently live in Muncie. Grew up in the Hasidic community. I am partially in the Hasidic community. My friend circles overlap in the Hasidic community. I'm a bit nervous. I think the first time I'm being recorded. I guess I agreed to this because I didn't think about it.
I think I saw you, Yisroel, right when you disappeared.
I cannot think of a particular scene, but I do know that I very much feel seen or heard when there is conversation of certain topics which I have deep interest in, and I have the knowledge of it, and I'm able to convey and discuss what I have learned. Last summer, the beginning of June, I set out on my first solo backpacking trip, where I was just traveling alone, without a plan. And I have not done any research. I just set out to southwest of Mexico on the Pacific coast. And I didn't know anyone there, and I was just went out, took buses down the coast, and I stayed in different towns. That was the first time where I felt I disappeared from not just from people I knew, but from myself. I got lost. For those few weeks, I was nobody, not in a bad way or a good way. I was free. For those few weeks, I was truly just, no one knew me. And it was great. One of the many things I learned from that trip was a certain invisibility with translated to freedom. It felt liberating, and at times, lonely. But bittersweet. I recommend it for other people if I would allow someone to disappear and share that experience together. They would have to be very special for me to do that. I would say it's challenging. It's scary, and you don't necessarily know what you experience, but it's something you take with you forever. It might have to do with the fact the community where I'm from, the Orthodox Hasidic community in Williamsburg in particular, and I think it's most communities where you are always, someone always sees you. The way I am, the way I dress, which is not the norm, you know, a bit more colorful, a bit more outside of the... Yeah, it's not necessarily connected to it, but I can understand that it's more of disappearing from my act, which I sometimes feel that I act of who I am. When I disappeared, I'm not on stage anymore. I don't have to act. I literally was not on stage in a sense that no one knew me. So I was just able just loiter around, do nothing, not have to explain why I'm not doing anything. When you are around people a lot, when you are in the world, right? There's a lot of acting going on, although, you know, subconsciously at least. You don't think about it as acting. But when you do step away from society, from family, friends, whatever it is, you step away and then you stop. You don't have to be anyone. Because even for yourself, you ask yourself, okay, what am I doing now? But you don't... You're no one. You have no role, which is daunting, but also great. Don't run away from that feeling. For example, in this case, if you go on a trip like that, don't run away when you have that loneliness, when you feel so isolated. Don't run away from that moment. Take it in. Because sometimes if you feel alone like that, that is the scariest thing. It should translate to freedom and being able to be and go within you. But it could also feel lonely. But that's just a stage. And you have to allow yourself to go through that stage and not distract yourself and go out, find a bunch of young travelers who are hanging out and drinking and just running away from yourself and constantly distracting. No, stay within that moment. Embrace it and feel. Yeah, just feel.
I Think I Saw You is dedicated to exploring our human disappearance. In each interview, I simply asked, where and when did you completely disappear? The answers I received felt like precious gifts. Each one offered a tiny glimpse into our shared human experience and a meaningful reflection on our coexistence. Gifts that I'd like to share with you. In this first season, I interviewed the participants and faculty members of the program Generation J. Each episode includes a short interview with a different person I met in this incredible yet temporary space. Every week, two episodes will be dropped together for you to dive into right away. So the second episode is already waiting for you, along with this one. Thank you. Think I Saw You is created, produced, recorded, designed, and edited by me, Eyal Davidovich. Original music was also composed and performed by me. Mixing and additional sound design by the wonderful Jan Pret. The podcast is supported by Paideia, the European Institute for Jewish Studies in Sweden. For more information, follow Art and Time Machines on Instagram and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll probably have something great to add when, you know, I'll probably remember in bed when I'll go to sleep. God damn it, I had what to say. I had it all figured out. And then in the morning, I'll forget everything.